Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear is that of Nick Hunt, an author based in the UK.
My name's Nick Hunt. I'm calling from Bristol in the southwest of England, where I'm currently walking my dog in the rain. I'm the author of several books about walking in different parts of Europe, the first of which details an 8-month walk from the Hook of Holland to Istanbul in the footsteps of Patrick Leigh Fermor. I went on to follow the invisible pathways of 4 of Europe's winds in different parts of the continent, and then to track feral green parakeets that have taken over large parts of London. The book that I've been working on most recently, Outlandish, which is being published in May 2021, is a series of walks into what I'm calling the unlikely landscapes of Europe. It's journeys into imagination, I suppose, as much as across physical terrain. I've also been writing a novel this year, though it hasn't involved much walking. Obviously, it's been quite sedentary, as it has for many people across the world. But this novel, in a sense, involves re-walking landscapes and places that I visited 10 or 20 years ago. So mentally, I've been retreading old ground. 2040. My vision for 2040. Well, we can't still be driving cars, right? That can't be happening. So my vision for 2040 involves fewer cars. We can't still be building roads, slicing through habitats and ecosystems and environments, separating animal populations and human populations, and presenting impassable barriers for the walker, as I've found time and time again through my walks in different parts of Europe. So my vision for the future involves fewer roads. I mean, this isn't just a dream, right? This is a necessity, an ecological imperative. There is a resurgence of interest at the moment, interestingly, in the idea of pilgrimage, not necessarily for religious reasons. In my future, there is an extended network of pilgrimage trails or long-distance walking trails connecting culture to culture. I think that would be a wonderful thing. At the moment, there's an interesting campaign here in the UK that calls for an extension of the right to roam under the Countryside Rights of Way Act that was passed 20 years ago. Currently in England and Wales, we have the right to walk across 8% of our land. And this is calling for something more on a par with what they enjoy in Scotland and Scandinavia, with the right to roam over all of the land, with accompanying responsibilities, teaching people to respect wild places, to respect the countryside, not to ruin it. And I think this really benefits people and nature, because nobody is going to want to protect forests or mountains or other areas of wildness unless they've been to those places, unless they've seen their beauty with their own eyes and, you know, felt the wildness in their hearts. So 2040, I'd like to think we will have far greater access to land, that people, there's not so much of a barrier between the city and the countryside. That's not to say that the countryside is not protected. It's just to say that people will be able to experience it and therefore, you know, act on its behalf. Fewer roads, fewer cars, more walking trails. Maybe just a kind of, just a sort of greater simplicity. There's always this tendency to think of the future as shining and full of machines and speed. I think our current trajectory is teaching us that machines and speed are leading one place, and that's off a cliff. So I'd like to think that rather than falling off that cliff in 2040, we are on a rocky trail going down the edge of the cliff, picking our way over the rocks carefully, still descending, but not rushing headlong for a messy ending on the rocks below. We're making our way slowly, carefully, and we're doing it on 2 feet.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Alban Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.